As David said, let us go to the house of the Lord. I'm so glad that the house of God is always open, that the doors are open, that these doors wasn't shut down, you know, COVID and nothing else deterred us from serving the Lord, for striving on. So I'm so glad to be in his presence. And I know we're not only in his presence in this building. It's just a building. It's four walls and it's covered with roof. But we have dedicated this house, as Solomon did, you know, to the name of our God. And so he said, if we pray to this in this place to his name, that things will move. So God seeing the need in this house, and God is moving in this house. He's moving amongst us and he's moving forward. And so I'm just so grateful and thankful that the Lord is on our side, because we have chosen to be on his side. I just want to thank the Lord also for our pastor, like I said, I don't know where she is. I pray that everything is okay, who has allowed me to stand in her stead. And I do thank God for granting me the privilege to handle his word. I just want to thank the Lord this morning, because God has been so good to me. I know he's been good to you too. You know, I seen you out there worshiping with your hands high. You know, it's hard to worship God sometimes when you don't have your needs met. It's hard sometimes to obey mom and daddy when you don't get the things that you want. But you can tell a happy child in a home, but you can tell a happy saint too. Whether he got what he want, what he needed, anyhow, he's going to worship God anyway, because the praise and the glory and the honor, it belongs to him. You know, you got to do it. And so I just know the Lord has been good to you, with your smiles on your face, and you know, you look like you're just happy to be here. So we're happy to have you here. I just want to give God some glory this morning. I was telling brother this morning that, you know, both of our AC units went out in both of the houses. And boy, you can get frantic during that time when you don't have no heat, when you don't have no air conditioning, when it's 80, 88, 90 degrees outside and everybody looking at you. Looking at you saying, what are we going to do? And so when they look at me, say, what are we going to do? I said, Lord, what you going to do? You know, but God is so good. And he promised not to withhold any good thing from them that walk upright for him. He promised that. And God want us to take him at his word. He want us to believe him for what he says. And we got to believe God. I took off 2 days searching for this thing. I had a repairman searching. He say he found one. And so I took off, went in Fenton, got up there, and I'm reading the box. Said, this ain't what I need. This is one of those new things. I still got that R22 unit. And so had to take it back. And so I had already called this one place called Design Air and talked to the guys up there, and I was telling them what I needed. They said, no, we don't have it. We got the whole units. And I thought about buying the whole unit, taking the A-coil out of that, putting it in mine. I said, I don't have no warehouse to be storing all of this stuff. And so that following day, after I picked up the one that wasn't needful for us, the Spirit of the Lord said, call Design Air again. And I called them again, and I told them again what I needed. You know, David said he went again and inquired of the Lord. You know, you just don't give up. You know, I know people ain't going to give up when it's something that they really need, tangible. But you got to be that same way in the spirit. You got to be so dogmatic in the spirit that God will give you, just as he would give you something tangible, God will give you something spiritual too. You know, God going to meet, he said he would supply all your needs. And so I told the man what I needed. I'm saying, here we go again, Lord. I told him yesterday. And so I told him, he said, oh, we got two of them. I said, oh, you do? I ain't get off until all that. Well, you did. You said yesterday and all of that. I said, oh, you do? He said, yeah, I got a 20 by 21. And he said, I got a 24 by 21 and a 24 by 21. I said, man, I wonder if that'll fit in mine without the case. He said, what you got, electric furnace? I said, yeah, I got electric furnace. He said, oh, no, this won't fit in there. I said, well, I think it will if it's out of case. He said, you know, that's right. You don't need the case. He said, let me look up the dimensions. What I needed was 23 by 20 and an eighth. He said, man, I'm looking at the dimensions right here. It says without the case, it's 23 and 20 by 8. I said, what? He said, yeah, but how tall it is? I said, I don't know how to get to the house and measure. But I knew I had the clearance. I said, could you just hold that for me? I'm going to go measure. And so I went home and measured anyway. And I called him. I said, I'm on my way to get. He said, will it fit? I said, I need a 23 by 20 and an 8. He said, man, it's got your name on. Don't tell me Jesus, God ain't got something, a blessing with your name on it out there somewhere. You just got to keep on keeping on and keep on believing God. And I just thank the Lord that got the thing put in there, but you know, something else went on too. So, but that, the kicker is God showed me that he was on our side. I paid, those things were running, I was searching, they was running $1,200. Then somebody else said they got it for $700 and $600. I asked him, I said, well, by the way, I didn't even ask you how much this thing costs. He said, well, out the door, $368. I said, what? I said, I'm on my way to get it. We get the thing, put it in, and all that, me and one of my sons and the technician. The technician gets a phone call from somebody else. Say, hey, man, Brian, I found one. Because everybody looking for these things. They're like gold out there. And everybody looking for them. You can't find them nowhere. So he said, hey, Brian, I found one, man. He said, oh, yeah, where'd you get yours? He said, Comfort System. I looked. I said, Comfort System? He said, yeah. He said, these, didn't you just come from there? I said, yeah. He said, how much you pray for yours, man? He said, the guy let me have $700-something. I said, he said, how much you pay for you? I said, I paid $368 for mine. But God is so good, man. I just praise the Lord. And my son looked at me like, really? That just happened? Don't tell me God ain't got nothing for you. You know, God said, look, I got your back. I got something for you, and I'm coming for you. You know, a lot of people are waiting on things. And God said, I am coming to you. You know, I'm coming to you because God sees the need of his people. You know, because there is a greater need out there than air conditioner. There's a greater need out there than cars and, you know, houses. The more you got, the more that you're going to be responsible for. Amen. And sometimes I look at what I got. I thank the Lord. I say, Lord, I thank you for being a blessing to me. But sometimes this stuff can be a pain. You know, the more that you have, the more it's going to be required of you. It's going to take some of your time. And sometimes you got to choose between this and that, all of this and that. So we got to choose wisely. Say, Lord, we ain't got no air, but they can come over here. Thank God. Then we got ours running. They can come over until we get that one going. Yeah. And so God is just so good. I thank him this morning for being so great. I thank the Lord for bringing in our pastor this morning. Pastor Celeste Davis, we waiting for you. So I heard that she was coming, but where is she? I'm looking for you. Yes. And so God is just an awesome God. And I mean, he just, that was a word spoken over my life. I don't know if I was just, I want to use correct word. Ignorant? Didn't take him serious or what? But there's a sister in this church that always if she don't remind me, she reminds my wife. God promised you a long time ago that there's nothing that he wouldn't do for you if you serve him. And that goes for you too. You know, I'm a chip off the old block over here. I'm like my pastor be saying sometimes, I'm his favorite child. I'm like, well, he got two because I'm his favorite child. So there you go, brother. So you better catch on. You better know that you his favorite child too. You are the apple of his eye and you are his beloved. God loves you too. It ain't nothing. There's no good thing that he would not withhold from you neither. So God is just a good God, and there's nothing else behind. He's just good all by himself. You know, he's gracious all by himself. He's merciful all by his lonesome He ain't lonesome up there in heaven. I say he's lonesome in those areas. Because God is just by himself in all love. He's by himself in all grace. You know, ain't no, you can search all over. You can't find nobody else as gracious as him. Ain't no, you ain't going to find nobody that would love him like him. You know? He's wonderful. He's the wonderful counselor. So God is just a great God. Come on, give God some praise this morning. I was thinking about this song. You know, I wonder sometimes, why don't people praise the Lord? Why don't they clap? Why don't they stomp their feet? You know, it ain't got to be the music that moves you. It should be God that's moving you. In him do we what? Live, move, and have our being. So you're supposed to be moving because God allows you to move. And I thought about this song we used to sing, you know, you got to start commanding things. God gave us authority, did he? Did he not? Do you have authority or don't you have authority? And especially, I know you got authority over your own body. You know, huh? Well, there's a song we sing, I command my hands to praise the Lord. I command my feet to leap for joy. You got to start commanding your hands and your feet. You know, don't just sit there and let this praise and this worship go by. Put your hands together. You know, I often talk about where I come from the clubs. Nobody had to pump and prime me. When the music came, I went there before I even get in there, the music's going. You know, you're walking in the door. Looking like zombies. And you see people like that now, they be in their car. Yeah. They be going, boy. And we get here. But not I. Not I, said Brother Al. My wife said I didn't dance. I couldn't dance out there, but I did what I did. You know, I served that Father well. You know, I did. I served. Hey. Don't get quiet. When I was serving the devil, he was my father. I served him well. We served him well when we was out there. You know, he didn't say, go and do this for me. You know, should I go? Send me, Father Satan, I'll go. I'm going anyway. But God is just a good, he deserved the praise. Not some of it. He deserved all the praise, all the glory. All the honor, it is dying. It belongs to him, you know. So when you, I don't care where you at, in your car, get like, remember them folk. Get in there. I be driving down the street and I get so crazy and so radical with it, I put my knee on the steering wheel. Lord, forgive me. Help me, Lord. You know, but I like to. Let the world know that I love Jesus. I love the Lord, you know. I ain't listening to what you listen to over there. Everybody pull up next to you be like, trying to let my little window down so they can hear what I'm playing. But they can't hear because of all that boom, da, boom, da, boom, boom, boom. So, but God deserves the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Come on, give him a praise. One more praise for the Lord Jesus this morning because he's worthy of it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is worthy to be praised. So we bless him this morning. I'm not going to try to prolong you. I'm just going to try to give you what God gave me and hope that it will help those that are in need of help this morning. Here in this place and even under the sound of my voice over the internet, I pray that this word would bless you this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're always thankful, Lord. We're always thankful that you have touched us this morning, God. Allow us to come into your presence, oh, Lord God. Oh, God, to give you worship, oh, God, to give you praise, God, to handle your word, God, to be able to speak that which you want us to speak, Lord. We thank you this morning, God. Now, God, we ask, Father God, that you would just use me, Lord, for the time, God, that you have set aside for me, Lord. Speak to me and speak through me, Lord. God, let this word, God, find and fall on good ground this morning. Father, these are the blessings that I ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be in 1 Kings chapter 17. I'm going to try to encourage you this morning. Encourage myself, because what I tell you is I read it. I just get so encouraged, and I just start writing and writing and writing, sitting and thinking and meditating. Say, Lord, yeah, you're right. That's where I need to be. Talking about Elijah and this widow woman. And this can go on and on and on with what went on here. And Elijah the Tishbite, verse 1, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there should not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. He said, there should not be rain nor dew these years according to what I say, Ahab. He's telling Ahab, he's saying this because Ahab was one of these wicked kings. And as I was reading through Kings, man, all of these sons that stood in the stead of their father, they were wicked. And each one was wicked than the other one. This one was wicked than that one. And he was wicked than this one. Ahab said he's wicked in all of them. And I'm thinking, my Lord is. You read in there and it says, and the rest of their acts was not written in the books of Chronicles. And I say, Lord, let my name be written in the Lamb's book of life. You know, that's what I think about when the rest of their acts have not been written in the, you know, in the books of Chronicles. You know, Lord, see some good, you know, about me. Like Hezekiah said, Lord, look, remember the good that I did. You come tell me that, you know, I'm going to surely die. Get your house in order. Whew. Hezekiah said, not me. He said, the Bible said he turned and faced the wall and said, Lord, remember the good. You know, some good. I done something good, didn't I? You know? True. And so he said, but according to what I say, according to my word, there should not be dew nor rain. And sometimes we got to realize that, you know, what we say does have an effect on what's going on in the world. It has an effect on what's going on in your house. It has a great effect on what's going on your job. And sometimes we just got to know that we got to speak aright. We got to be speaking in the right order, because we know, we've been taught that there is power in the tongue. There is power of life and death in this tongue. So you can form things with this tongue. You don't even need your hands. All you got to do is start speaking that word. Things start taking shape. And you don't even know it. So you got to make sure that you're speaking right. You know, you speak the right words. Speak over your children. Plead the blood over your children. Tell that devil he can't have. I don't care how bad the children are acting up. You know, this belong to me. This, I belong to God. I act up sometimes. God chasing me. I get him, Lord. I get him. But the devil can't have them. You know, devil, you a lie. You know, so power lies, power of life and death lies in the tongue. And Jesus said, you can have whatsoever you say. So what do you want? You want your child to be a lawyer? You want to be a preacher? You know, plant that seed. Start shaping them. Start forming them. I had the chance to witness the other morning, my wife, when I get to talking about the Lord and things get to going, the spirit get to going, whew, I got a little loud. I heard the bedroom door open. Ow, ow. So, oh, I'm sorry. So I had to go outside on the front. I can get loud out here. But I was talking to a nephew of mine. And boy, he was going at it about his son. Not this. His son is not. He wasn't calling his son this boy. This boy, this, and he ain't that, and he ain't, and I just don't see no good in him, and this, that, and the other. And I listened to him for a while, and he's talking about he prays to God and all of this. I said, let me tell you something. I said, first of all, he's not just a boy. You talk about him like he's just any old thing. I said, that's your son. I said, if there is no good in him, then it's got to be no good in you. And it can't be no good in my sister. Can't be no good in your daddy. So if he's no good, then y'all are just no good. And I know it's some good in you. I'm looking at you living right. It's good in my sister. I know it's good in your daddy. So it is some good in him. I said, but you just got to start speaking the right thing. And you say you pray to God. What God are you praying to? Are you telling him anything about your son that you want? Tell him what you want. He's on the main line. I said, so you got to start speaking this thing. You say you pray. Do you ever pray for him? Well, I can't even say I do. I said, you want him to do right? I said, come on, son. We got to speak over our children. I said, I don't care how many times he in and out of prison. I don't care how many times he do wrong. I said, you just make sure that you are there for him when he come to you, because he going to need you. You can't turn your back on your children. I say, all the stuff that you done, I know stuff that you done. I didn't do it in front of my children. I said, but God sees you. God saw what you was doing. You hid it from your child, but you can't hide it from God. And so maybe, just maybe, because of you, that this young man is doing what he's doing. You know? I said, but you can't hide from God. I said, what about all the stuff that you did? You think you got to where you are today on your own? No, I prayed and asked God. God bless me. And you know, every time we pray, I said, well, what about him? You don't think he's able? You don't think, not he, you don't think God is able to do the same thing for him that he did for you? It's not you, it's God. You say you pray to God, so let it be God. And so when I got through with him, you're right, uncle. You're right. And he got off the phone. I think I got 2 missed calls from him. I was talking to somebody else. But look here. We just got to know that there is power of life and death in our tongue. You know, we want things to change, and we can change things once things change in us. Once you start changing in yourself, your mind start changing, being renewed, then your mouth is, and your heart get right, because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to start speaking. Then you're going to start speaking that what's right. You know, you're going to be speaking negative. We got enough of that going on already. We got to switch this thing around, because we got the power to do it. But we just let it just run over us. Well, the devil is doing this and the devil is doing that. And you know, the devil, the COVID, we can just glorify everybody but God. And I'm like, man, I'll see y'all later. I'm in the wrong service. Brother said, where you going? I said, man, y'all talking about COVID and the devil too much. Let's talk about what God can do. You know, what God do to you? God saw the blood over your doorposts. And he passed by you. COVID didn't touch you. And if you say COVID touched you, then God, you still here today. God healed you. He kept you. So don't go be telling me nothing about the devil and what in the COVID and all of this stuff. Let's talk about what God can do, what God wants to do. We got to speak the word, man. We got to bring the good news of the gospel. That was good news that came from the graveyard. When Mary ran back, said, he ain't there, y'all, he ain't there. Oh, Mary, what you talking about? What you talking about? I'm telling you, he ain't there. He's gone. I don't know what they did with him. He did what he said he was going to do. He said he's going to rise again. That's what he did. He's gone. And can't no grave hold him. They rolled a stone back. He's gone. That's the good news. We still got the same good news that coming from the same grave. He's gone, y'all. You know, don't tell me nothing about Elijah Muhammad and all them prophets. You know, a lady was telling me, you seem like a nice young man. And you this and you that and you this. Do you serve? What do you serve? I said, I serve the Lord Jesus. Well, I used to be a Christian. I say to myself, so sad for you. You know, used to be. Yeah, and then she got to talking about Elijah Muhammad and all this. And I didn't even try to debate with her or nothing. The Lord said, don't say nothing. Until I got out on the front, that first step, and he said, stop. And ask her, where's Elijah Muhammad's grave? I said, where is his grave at? So it's so and so and so. I said, can you go and see him? Is he still there? Yeah, he's still there. I said, that's the difference between my God and your God. My God got out of his grave. Yours still in the grave. Yeah. Who wants to serve somebody that he can't hear what you're saying? You know, my God got up. Jesus got out of the grave. He ain't that no more. You know, go and look for yourself. It's still in Jerusalem. The grave is, but Jesus ain't. He's in heaven. He's on the right hand of the throne of the Father. That's where he is. Here it is. He said, according to my word, there ain't going to be no rain. So when God tell you something, you speak it. That's just what it's going to be. Until God tell you something else. So stay with that word. Don't be jumping all over the place. Stay with the word that God gave you. And God going to give you some more words. Because God had something else for this man to do. And he said, verse 2, and the word of the Lord came to him saying, then God spoke to him. Now the word comes in. Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherubim. That is before Jordan. And it shall be. God said it shall be. When God said it's going to be, then it's going to be. It ain't going to be nothing else but what God said it's going to be. He said, that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded ravens to feed thee there. Let me stop right there right now. When God said it's going to be, then it's going to be. You know, when God said, look, prophet said, look, man, you can give me half of your kingdom. If God said them folk blessed, then they just blessed. There ain't nothing else I can do about it. Yeah. And you can just give me your money if you want them. But I can't put no curse on what God has blessed. If it's going to be, then it's just going to be. Now, God said, I have commanded ravens to feed you there. Elijah, there's ravens associated with death, omen. Raven is considered as an unclean bird. He's unclean, you know. What you mean, God? You command ravens, you know, to feed me. He could have been the first Peter. Rise, Peter, kill and eat. Oh, not so, Lord. I have not touched anything common and unclean. Oh, Peter, what are you talking about? That which God has cleaned, that no man call unclean. See, God commanded these ravens, and this man was so in tune with God that he knew what God was about to do. And so these birds are, they're associated with death, omen, they're unclean bird because they eat, they are scavengers. They eat the dead, the flesh, anything that's dead, everything that's refused. They'll eat what's fresh too, but they feast on that dead carcasses. You see them out there, man, they clean a carcass quick. And so these birds were God used also when they had wars and they was fighting and all of that. And God said in Jeremiah 7, he said, this was the valley of slaughter. When the children of Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord. He said, verse Jeremiah 7:30, for the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, said the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. See, a lot of churches, you're riding down the street, you see these churches, big churches, pretty churches, they closed down, you know, burnt up. You know, you just have to wonder why. You don't want to be passing judgment, but hey, stuff don't go right. And verse 33 says, and the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. See, God uses what and who he wants to use. So God had to demonstrate his power with these ravens. You know, I saw the power of God demonstrated. He turned an unclean bird to a clean bird so this man of God can be sustained. This bird, they normally search all over the places. These birds had to be a bunch of them. They go and search, digging out the trash cans. I got a deer over here and there's a dead body down there in the woods. But God demonstrated his power and said, look, no more. I'm going to clean you up so you can feed my prophet. So the birds, they still look like a crow. Still sound like a crow. But they clean on the inside. God done something on the inside of them. So they start scavenging all over the place. They didn't go to the trash cans, Brother Hearn Pat. They didn't go to those dead carcasses. They went to somebody's house and got this bread. and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening. They had to get, they didn't bring them nothing rotten now. They ain't bring them nothing bad. The Bible said fresh stuff, bread and flesh in the morning. So they was flying all over the place. Look, where can we get? Oh, somebody baking some bread over. Let's grab that bread. Somebody getting some meat over there. Every day they were doing it. They were scavenging, but they were getting stuff off the table, the same thing that you and I would eat. So God demonstrated his power to show what he can do. And God demonstrated that same power in me and in you. We were scavengers too once before. We were some ravens too before. We was out there picking up in and everything off the street before too. We were just grabbing stuff and grabbing this and grabbing that. Yes, I don't care if you was Asian, you was a raven. I don't care if you was black, you was a raven. I don't care if you was a white, you was a raven. If you're Hispanic, you was a raven until God clinked you up and made you brand new and made you a new creature. That was a new creature that was feeding that man. That wasn't that same old raven. You ain't the same old person that you used to be. Oh no, you ain't. God clinked you up. And so God said, look, I'm going to command them. God is commanding things right now. He's commanding us to do some things. People look at you when they see you come. Here come brother. Here, they don't call me brother Al. They know if they don't know I'm saved. Here come D's. Or here come Fred. That's the street name. Here come Fred. And they get to talking. I'm just quiet. Hey man, what do I say, Lord? And once I open up my mouth and say, oh Lord, he ain't the same as he used to be. Boy, I remember when you used to. I remember when you used to say this and when you used to. Remember when we did something? Yeah, we did. And I used to, but not no more. I ain't him no more. I'm a new creature. I'm a new bird. I may look like that same bird, but I'm a new bird. I'm a new raven. I heard that they had some white ravens. I'm one of them white ravens then. How about that? You know, so God is trying to clean some people up now. He's trying to clean some people up, you know, and here it is. He said, praise God. Look, I don't care where you come from. God said, look, I command the birds to feed you. Pastor used to always say, God would take care of you if you got to do what, Pastor? Send a bird from China. Pastor always said that. God gonna take care of you. I don't care where you at. If you gotta send a bird from China, the bird ain't got to come from China. It can come from Africa. It can come from Zulu. It can come from Jerusalem. It can come from anywhere in the world. But God sees where you at and sees what you need. He's not gonna leave you hanging. After he done told you to get somewhere, go down there to the brook. I'm gonna command these birds to feed you. God gonna feed you. Go down there to a revival center. Go down there to this church. Go down. I'm going to feed you. I got something to give. Huh? I got something for you. I got fresh flesh and bread. Take, eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. You know, it is meat indeed. Come on. God got something for you. And it's the word of God. It's better than your necessary food, Job said. I will esteem the word of God more than my necessary food. This food here that we're eating is better than bread. It's better than steak. It's better than anything that man can give you. You know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And he said, number 7, I'm going to skip down there. And he said, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. Here it is. He said, look, after a while, the brook dried up, and we know sometimes maybe the birds stop feeding them. You know, maybe God said, don't feed them no more. You know, they don't say nothing about the birds still feeding them. He said, the brook dried up. Okay, go on down to Zarephath. You know, I've commanded somebody else to take care of you. A Gentile widow woman, she's going to take care of you. Sometimes we know that things dry up in our lives. Sometimes we know that things run out in our lives. But God still got a plan. He going to still talk to you. Once, if you stay in the presence of God, stay near to him, and out of everybody else's mouth, God going to speak to you and tell you what to do. He going to give you some instruction.
Yeah, he will.
But we just got to listen to what God has told us to do. And what God tell you to do, I hear what everybody else saying, but I'm making sure that when they talk, say, Lord, I don't want to be rude, but I want to remember what you said.
Yeah.
That would matter. I ain't saying they telling me wrong, but this ain't what God told me to do. If God told that man to get up, the brook is dried up, go to Zarephath, he stayed by there with, Lord, the raven's still bringing me some food. You know, he'd have been in trouble with God. Sometimes you got to get up. When God said get up and move, you got to go. See ya. See ya, I got to go. As we used to say in the world, not see ya, but sink ya. I'm gone already. I'm gone already. No delay. So after a while, the brook dried up. This man just waited and waited for God. And God spoke a word, said, get on down to Zarephath because I've commanded a widow woman to take care of you. And so he goes down to Zarephath, and he goes to this Gentile widow woman's house. Here it is. He going someplace. Let me read this. And verse 10. So he arise and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in the vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. So he's sending this woman to a place where there's nobody helping nobody. Here it is, these folk, and this woman say, and she said, verse 12, and she said, as the Lord liveth God, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake but a handful of meal and a barrel and a little oil and cruse, and behold, I am gathering sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat and die. She must be in a bad place in her life. But I just can't see all these folk around her in this place watching this woman and her child starve to death. Nobody's, you know, came to her aid. Nobody said, you need anything? Ring the doorbell. Nobody did what we do. Put a little box on the doorstep, doo-doo, and take off. Nobody done nothing for this woman and child. Just watching her, literally, her and her son starve to death. She said, look, he said, go and give me a drink of water. Now. Go and make me a cake. She said, I ain't got nothing. What you mean? You know, average person will say, she said a handful. He said, go make me a cake. It take more than a handful to make a cake. You know, make me a little muffin, I guess. I can't imagine she was one of them giant women with great big old hands. So if she got a handful, then she got a little bit of hand and ain't much in her to do nothing with. And a little bit of oil. You know, an average person said, well, you out of luck. This for me and my baby. You know, you ain't finna get my baby last meal. You know, some saints would do that to you. Well, God ain't told me that.
Yeah.
You know, This you talking. God ain't said that, Pastor. What you mean? Make you a cake first. No, this for me and Junior here. We gonna eat. You ain't got to eat and die. God got something for you. All you got to do is obey. Just obey and see what's going to happen. That little bit you got, God trying to take the little bit you got and make something out of it. That $100 that you're holding on to, God trying to get you, make that $100 to $1,000. But some folk, we just don't want to let go of what we got. We don't want to let go of the little bit. We got shoes, dresses, don't work, they don't fit no more. You got 25 pair and you always, I got a lot of shoes, but I'm always putting on these black ones. Was it everything? Let somebody come and say, look, you need to give a part of them away. What you mean? I just got them. No, but you don't have a worm. You hardly have a worm. And I see your toe jams, your corns are sticking out. They might be too little, Brother Al. Give them up. God trying to bless you. Give it up. Change hands. Put it in God's hand and watch some. Watch something. Don't watch and see. Don't something come about. It's gonna be something that you really need. Something that you can help somebody else with. But you got to turn it loose and let go and let God. Let God deal with that little bit. He said, look, if you, look, man, be faithful over this few meal. That's what God's trying to tell this woman. You be faithful over this little bit of meal, man, I'll make you rule over a whole, your barrel and them crews. That stuff is going to multiply. God is a multiplier anyway. You know, some folk, they multiply, but God multiplies. You know, we be talking about what we got. And we be up there multiplying. I got this, got, no, you don't. God got it all. And so here it is. She said, look, I'm finna go and gather some sticks. And me and my son is going to eat and we going to die. And verse 12 said, and the Lord God, and she said, as the Lord God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal. Handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat and die. Folk, you ain't got people. You ain't got to die. You know, you ain't, this ain't the last supper that Jesus is talking about. All you got to do is trust God. Be faithful over a few things and God gonna make you so much more a ruler over so much more. And verse 13 says, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou said. Go ahead and make your little cake and your little cruise in your oil, but make me therefore a little cake first and bring it unto me, and then make after me for you and your child. Here it is. God is telling this woman, look at her, you got to first do something for me. And what he said, you got to first, Elijah telling her, first serve me. God is saying, serve me first, worship me first. You got to first praise me. You got to first give obedience to me. You got to first seek me first and my righteousness and all these things that you need. You need some more oil. You need some more meal. You do that first. Then all these things shall be added unto you. You can't make your son first priority over God. You can't make your daughter first priority over God. No, I got to take care of them. God said, if man don't take care of his household. But if God is telling you to give up your last, you got to give up your last. If he's saying do something for me first, you got to do it to him first. You got to first love God. See, this is the order I believe is supposed to go. You got to love God first. If you're married, you got to love that wife. And if you got children, you got to love them children. And if you got children, children got to love them children. That's the order I believe that this thing go in. So you got to first love God. He said, but make me first a cake and then go and make for you and your child. Well, prophet, how am I make for me and my child if I make to you first? I told you, man, I ain't got nothing but a handful. If I give you, I ain't got nothing for us. Just do it and see what God gonna do. Just do it and see what God gonna do. He said this. He said, look, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat what? Many days. Why? Because God multiplied that thing because of her obedience. Because she did what God told her to do. If we do what God tells us to do, God is trying to do something in this house, I believe. But we just got to obey God. We can't figure him out. We can't just, you know, we can't have this strategy and all this. We just got to say, okay, Lord, we're going to see what you're going to do. Huh? We just got to see what God wants to do. God wants to do something. People are walking in here. This is the third Sunday. I don't know if y'all noticed. Third Sunday, Lord, and bringing people into church. Different folk. Huh? God wants something. He requires something of us. Huh? God is looking for people. He's searching. God didn't raise you up, saved you, got you clean. Go out there and get some more crows. Go out there and get some more ravens. I got more ravens that used to be just like you. I need them for, we need them for. God is trying, he's trying to wrap this thing up. He's trying to wrap it up. But God is waiting on us, and we keep talking about we waiting on you, Lord. We waiting on, no, God waiting on you. We got to get in line. We got to turn it over to Jesus. We got to say, okay, Lord, here's everything. You know, I'm just going to try. That was a time in our life when we first got saved. Did you ever ask, did you question God? When the pastor said do this, pastor said do, I don't know what you're talking about, Al. That was to my wife would say, I don't, look, pastor said, and the Lord, when pastor said, we don't say that's past. We believe the Lord is speaking to us. We was obedient. You know, my wife couldn't, you know, we got married. Said, well, she can't do this. Well, pastor said, that was it. We didn't argue about it. You know, we just obeyed. God looking for some obedient people. He don't want you up there debating about, wait a minute, God, see, how about this and that and the other. God just wants you to do what Mary say. Just do what he say do. When you do what God say do, then you'll see things change in your life and somebody. Don't always look for it to be changing in your life. God got folk worse off than you. He's trying to save that old sinner that we talk about all the time. That person just can't get right. You know that movie? Oh, he can't get right. He can get right if you give him some Jesus. He can get all the way right. He can get right. And so, he said, look at her. This woman, for thus said the Lord the God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day of the Lord. Send rain. He said, until the rain come, you're going to have what you need. Saints of God, until Jesus come, you're going to have everything that you need because he's a God that supplies all your need. He that begun a good work. God begun a good work in this man. He begun a good work in this woman. He begun a good work in you. He that begun a good work in you shall accomplish it until the day of the rain. Yes. How about that? Until the day of Jesus Christ, because Jesus is going to reign. He's going to take care of you. He's going to meet your needs, but you got to be willing to give it to God. Turn it over to him. I don't know who I'm talking to, but give it all to him. Tell him, look, Lord, I don't know that man. I don't know if he know anything about me. I don't. But God is telling somebody, just give it to him. Here, Lord, this thing is yours. And watch God change some things. Watch him turn it over. God, man, God doing a quick work. That quick work that we always preach about. God going to do a new thing. He'll do a quick. God is doing something real quick. He's trying to show us something. Oh, so God wants to give the increase. We got to have an increase. And we can't worry about what's going on down here. Psalms 37:3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. This woman trusted the Lord, the man of God. Make me first a cake, and then you're going to make you and your baby a cake. Well, I'm just going to step on out there on faith. I'm going to, Junior, this our last man. You know, I don't know if we got enough in there after this here. I'm going to make him a cake. Trust in the Lord and do good. You do good to God's folk, God going to bless you. He said, look at her. So shall thou dwell in the land. And what? And verily thou shalt be fed. You ain't got to worry about eating. God going to take care of you. He going to feed you. If you got to send that bird. If you got to send that raven. So if you see a raven bringing you something, take it. Because God done clinked that raven up. If you see somebody in all black come, take it. We got so spiritual. We see black. Oh, no. If Lord bring me some good in black, I'm going to remember this raven. Because that raven also is associated with prophecy. I found that out. So Paul said, don't let your conversation always be with covenants, always wanting one. Be content with such things as you have. Be content with what you got. Be happy. Delight yourself in God, what you have already. Trust in him. God gonna give you the desires of your heart. He gonna, if you commit your ways wholly to the Lord, he gonna bring everything that he promised in your life to pass. That's his word. That's what he said. If you commit your ways unto him, Trust also in him, and it shall come to pass. That is the word of God. I ain't making this up. Look, I always say, look, don't kill the mockingbird. I'm another bird now. I'm just repeating what I heard. Don't kill the mockingbird. I didn't make this up. I'm just a deliverer. You don't shoot the mailman when he bring all them bills, do you? You don't cuss him out. You don't get mad at him, do you, when the mailman bring those bad letter? He just a messenger. I'm just a messenger. We just telling you what God said. And it's up to us, not you. It's up to us to believe what the Lord has said. So God is trying to do something in our lives. God is trying to raise up some people. God knew that this man had to get to Zarephath, not just to be fed, but God saw the need of this Gentile. This was a sinner. She was a Gentile. Just like he said, I must need to go through Samaria. God got to go to, got to send you to Zarephath. I see this woman, she already know what her makeup is. I know what she finna do. She finna cook this little bit of stuff and kill herself and her baby. Man, you got to get there. So don't you worry about it. You got to go where you got to go. Wherever God has ordered your steps, you got to get there. And you're going to get there because you got a word. He had a word in his mouth. You got a word to deliver. You got to speak to somebody out there to stop them from doing what they want to do because their faith has failed them. That's why it's important for us to come and believe, because our faith cannot fail. If we fail, my Lord, God ain't going to fail. We just going to be failures. How about that? God ain't going to fail. If we don't do it, Mordecai said, if you don't do this thing, Esther, then God going to raise somebody else up. Somebody, God going to use somebody. If you don't do it, if you don't want to do it, okay, well, I deal with you later, but I'm going to raise somebody up. I'm going to get my work done. God is going to get his work done. He had to go there. He had to go there and see this woman so he can deliver a word. There's a word inside of us, saints of God. I don't care if it's your Bible, your word, your verse of the day. You keep that verse of the day. Somebody going to need that word. Give it to them. God wants to use you. He has to use us. There's people out there that are dying. They're faithless. Some of the saints are just shaky. They can't go nowhere because they don't want to go. How about that? You know, they can go wherever they want to go, but saints don't go where they need to go. You know, this thing that messed a whole lot of folk up. I mean, people just, oh, they come up with all kinds of excuses. I don't try to convince them, but I just give them the word. Bible said we should forsake not the assembling of ourselves. You know, but we should, you know, encourage one another. And so much the more as we see that day approach. Don't you see this? Don't you see it's finna rain? You know, cause it was gonna rain. It's got to rain. He had to get to the widow woman, and he sure had to meet Ahab too. Ahab, I got something to tell you, man. You know, get your cell phone up here. It's finna rain. What you mean it's finna rain? It's gonna rain, saints. It's gonna rain. God is gonna bring a blessing. But you got to be in that place. You got to be under that cloud. It ain't going to rain everywhere. It ain't. Ain't God something? Ain't you seen it rain across the street and sun over there? That boy God is something else. I want to be under that cloud. I want to be where the rain going to come. I want to be when a lot of rain come, because a lot of rain is going to come. It's going to come down and the blessing is going to come with it. But if you ain't under that cloud, if you ain't under that covenant, then you're going to be missing out. So don't come on now. Don't miss out. Believe God. Trust God. Yes, it's been a long time. 3 years it didn't rain. 3 years. This man, it is hot, you know. Where are we going to get our next drink from? They don't worry about that stuff. He said, look, don't even think about. She said, don't think about that stuff. Where your next meal come, what you going to put on. Those things that the Gentiles think about, the sinners think about all that stuff. Don't you know who I am? Huh? Don't you know what I did? Didn't you see what I did? Y'all must have, oh, ye a little faith. Are you yet without understanding who I am? Come on, you got to understand who he is. You know that God is, we seen that song, God is my everything. He's just that, he's your everything. And he ain't gonna fail you. He can't fail. He don't know how to fail. It's not in his DNA. It's not. It's not in his makeup. God don't fail. He's a provider. He's a healer. And I don't understand why we can't get healed. You know, people are calling me. I know. I'm like, Lord, what you want me to do? I can pray over this phone, but I know the Bible tells me that if we go and lay hands on the sick, they gonna recover. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's gonna happen. We just got to get out there. I don't know what y'all doing. I can't say y'all, but I got to get out there and try the spirit. And boy, I know it's gonna rain. When out there, I'm gonna bring some testimony back. Look, saints of God, I came to tell you that God sees where you are. You can be in Zarephath. You can be in South County. You can be in North County. You can be in, no matter where you at, God sees you. And God is coming for you. Wherever you at, God is coming. He's not going to leave you. God got a blessing with your name on it. And you got to believe it. This ain't just a sermon. This is what God is telling me. There's a blessing with your name on it. Our sister back there waiting, her husband waited 7 years. Talking about they gonna have a baby. We want a baby. We gonna have a baby. Yeah, I'm still believing God. We believe in God. We gonna have a baby. Next year it come. Yeah, you got a baby? Nope. Second, you got a baby? Nope. Ain't that what Gehazi said? Ain't that what Elijah said? Go 7 times. Say, go 7 times. Oh Lord. I see a little cloud coming out to sea. And it's formed and it's shaped like a man's hand. 7 years that baby came. 7 years the rain came. 7 years, y'all. God is going to come for what you, when you stand and believe what God tells you. You just got to believe God. He's the God of all impossibilities. Ain't nothing that God can't do. We sing it. God can do all things, everything. Is there anything too hard for God? Can God do all things? Yes, he can. Yes, Lord. God is coming for you. Whether you're in this building, you're part of this congregation, part of the body, and even if you're a Gentile, God is coming for you. He coming for you because that's just his makeup. He's love. He so loved you that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever, not the Jews, it's for the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. Even the Gentile, whosoever believeth on him, shall not perish, but have all eternal life. It belongs to you. Man, Jesus paid too great of a price for us to let this great gift, life, never, can you imagine not ever dying? Can you imagine walking on streets of gold? I don't want to go home today. I just want to sleep on the streets, right? I just want to sleep on the streets of gold. You know, I ain't got to worry nobody mugging me. You know, I ain't got, cause I don't think it's going to be no money up there. You know, we going to all have the same thing. You know, boy, it's going to be, eyes have not seen nor ears have heard. Neither have it entered into your heart, my heart, what God has prepared for us. Ooh, man, ain't that's the kind of God I want to serve. You know, we got to stop saying, I'm finna stand to your feet. We got to stop saying, a God. You know, people be talking about, well, that's a God I want to serve. Oh, you got to make this thing clear to folk. This is the kind of God. He's the only God, not a God. Man, ooh, boy, you serve a God. God called gods gods, but he knew that was number one real God. You know, he said, look here, man, if you don't believe me, so what? I can't deny myself. Huh? I remain faithful to who I am. I am who I am. You are who you are. And I always say, I had this brother say something to me the other day. I said, I am who I am because of who I am. Because of the great who I am. You know, I couldn't be nothing without him. We're nothing without God. So God is coming for you. He sees where you are today. Don't give up. Don't give up hope. 7 years, 38 years, I don't care how many years. If you still hear, God is still trying to see if you're going to believe him. I believe that's just your test. Hang in there. Believe God. Don't draw back. Walk by faith. Live by faith. Any man draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. I don't have nothing to do with you, God said. You got to believe who he is. And he is the God of all gods. He's God of everything. And there's nothing, nothing in the world that God can't do, and that is nothing in the world that he won't do for you if you walk upright. Oh, we don't get it lickety-split, Pastor. We don't get it right away. You know, David said, and I had almost slipped. You know, I almost gave up. Had I not believed that I shall see the goodness of God in this land. Not over there. In this land. I almost gave up. But I had to believe it. I had to believe what they told me. I had to believe what Pastor told me. I had to believe how she raised me up. And all this stuff that she's been putting in me all these years. I have to believe it. You got to believe it. You know, it just ain't something that she want to do or just something that she thought of. Shoot. Y'all know her story. She didn't believe in what she believed in until she was called. Now, how about that? I don't believe in old woman preaching. What is you talking about? Well, you're going to have to do what you said you don't want to do. And been doing it well. And I thank God for her. I thank God for my pastor. I thank God for my pastor. Took me from the city. Brought me out here in the fields. When I first met my pastor, I thought she was my auntie because I had an auntie that was a pastor. And when I first looked at her, I'm like, oh. My wife introduced me to her. So I got clout. I already know who this is. That's Ernestine Joshua. I know who that is. Welcome. How you doing? You don't know you Ernestine? No, son, I'm Celeste Davis. Wah, wah, wah. Well, do you still want to be there, Brother Al? Yeah, I said, when the church get that church, I'm going to be the first soul to get saved. I'm going to give my life to the Lord. Came out here and helped the brothers put the roof on. You know how to do this kind of work? So, yeah, I know how to do this work. You know, but, you know, just tell me what you want me to do. Got to be humble. You know, tell me, you want me to sweep? I sweep. You want me to pass this? You want me to hold that? I'm a good holder. Just tell me what you want me to do. You got to be obedient. You got to be obedient. And God has blessed us so with the word through our pastor. This ain't the pastor anniversary, but I have to always do this. And she said, boy, don't look, you trying to kill me. God said, give honor when honor is due. Honor your mother and your father on what days? Mother's Day? Just honor on Mother's Day? I'm honoring my mama every chance I get. Because when I can't no more, I just can't no more. I ain't going to the grave. But one time, that's it. After that, I'm going on. Because that's what she wanted me to do. That's what my mother wanted me to do. Go on, Freddie. And so God has just been a blessing to us. We're going to be in trouble. We are. We're going to be in trouble, Stephanie Brittany. Because, man, when I'm out there and I get to talking, that old stuff, by the way, my nickname in my family is Old Man. I'm number 13 out of my mama's and daddy. I'm the youngest one, but they call me the big brother, Old Man. When I got there talking that old stuff, they're like, where is your church? Where you from? Where you get your teaching? Come on.
Come on down.
Come on. If she ain't there, somebody else is there. If they ain't there, It's in me. So you're going to get it. What you see, what you get. God bless you this morning. Love you this morning. Anybody need prayer? Want to stand and agree for anything with anybody? Come on. We were touching and agree, believing, touching and agreeing. You know, this brother, my job, we have a prayer session going for years. And he's, man, I've been trying to sell my house and I can't sell my house, man. And all three of us walking to our vans, but we had stuff in our hands. And I just didn't want to, I didn't do this based on trying to, for sure. But they had stuff in their hands. We in the middle of the parking lot. Couldn't put it on top of the van because the van was slow. Our stuff would fall off. We had computers. You know, and Spirit of the Lord say, tell them, touch and put your feet in there. And so I said, hey, y'all, come on. I said, let's go before God now.
Come on.
We put our feet like that.
Yeah.
Three. And they looked at me and started laughing. Said, man, what your feet say? Mickey Mouse build a house? How many bricks did he mean? I struck a match. I said, no. The Bible says if there are two of you shall agree upon earth as touching anything. Anything. So right now, man, so we can touch elbows. We can all lean up on this van. I said, what y'all want to do? So all I'm asking y'all to do is believe. You know, just believe. So we did it. And we said a prayer. Come back the next day. Say he had been trying to sell his house, Pastor. He'd come back, Lonnie. The next day, come back and he's got a big smile on him. Come back, smile. I looked at, God must did it. He said, man, I sold my house, man. I said, God would do. He said, man, I thank God. I said, look, brother, we thank the Lord.
Yeah.
It's all God.
All God.
It's all God. God would do anything for us if we just believe. Believe and hold on. Hold tight. Hold tight, saints. God, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. Make sure you're under the cloud with the hand. Don't be over there thinking you always got to have the sunshine. I want the latter rain, Lord. You promise in the last days that you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, Lord. Sons and daughters, they going to prophesy, Lord. The old men going to dream dreams, God. The young men going to see the visions, Lord God. Bring it past. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your worship, Lord. We praise you this morning, God. We lift you up higher, God, than our circumstances and our situations, Lord. We magnify the name of Jesus because it is glorious. And at that name, God, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Every devil's got to flee. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would be with us, Lord, as we depart this place, but never from your presence. We ask this, Father, that you would keep us, Lord. Cover us with your blood. Hide us behind the cross. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask. And let the church say, amen. God bless you this morning.